Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christmas and light, they go together. You should have seen it. The tree stood 12 feet high and was covered with lights. It was the tree that we had in our Florida house. It was the old-fashioned type where you had to put each branch into the center poles. First, you would separate all the branches out, the orange A's, the yellow B's, the blue C's, the brown D's, and there were a lot of them, and the red E's. And you would fluff each and every one of those branches. And then I would wrap each branch with lights. I would twist lights to the end and then back down the center again. A set of 100 lights would cover three, sometimes just one branch. When it was all said and done, there stood our towering tree covered and over 5,000 lights. It was a beacon of light. The air traffic controllers would land planes by it. And those cold Florida winters, you could cozy up next to the tree and warm yourself by it. Seriously, the tree would put off heat. You know, I just love Christmas lights, all types of lights, mini lights, LED lights, usually the warm, but the cool has its place in this world. Rope lights, twinkling lights, C7s and C9s. I love Christmas lights. To me, Christmas is light. In Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, light entered the world, heavenly light, true light, the source of all light, God of God, light of light, a light that existed before God said, "Let there be light," a light that will shine long after the sun and the moon and the stars have all been snuffed out. That light is Jesus, the Christ child. In Bethlehem, over 2,000 years ago, light entered the world. But it's also true that life entered the world. Conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary's womb, the Word of God made flesh. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Light and life, light and life. And their opposites are darkness and death. Darkness and death are the result of man's rebellion against God. Sinful man prefers darkness to light, death to life. Sinful man hates the light and wants to snuff it out. Sinful man hates the life and wants to kill it. King Herod wanted to kill the light. Bethlehem, his hometown, had no place for him and his virgin mother. They were turned away from the inn, that is, the upper room, left to settle down with the friendly beast, as the choir reminded us not too long ago. His lodging was a cave. His bed was an animal feeding trough. He came to his own world, his own people and nation, but his own people did not receive him. "Welcome, O noble guest. Had we known you were coming, we would have prepared the room. We would have cleaned the sheets, fluffed the pillows, sprayed the Lysol." But his own people did not receive him. Next time, call ahead. Make a reservation, for we are just too busy to take notice, too preoccupied with our own selves, our own lives, to believe that you would come to dwell with us. Well, you know how it is. We have too many other important things to do. And yeah, God knows how it is. He knows how thick the darkness is. He knows how deep the death is. And there's only one way out. Jesus. Light and life, Jesus. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. Into our darkness and death, God shines His light, His Son. He came for us to be on our side, to become one with us and one of us. He came to dwell among us, full of grace and truth. He knew we couldn't save ourselves from the darkness and death. So the eternal Word became flesh. Yes, God became man. And not simply a man, but a baby cradled in a virgin's lap. Who would ever have thought of such a thing? Every religion of the world has man becoming God. And the Greeks, so they had gods who appeared as men every once in a while, but no religion in the world has God becoming a flesh and blood human being except Christianity. Only Christianity proclaims that this Jesus is God in man. God is born. God hungers and thirsts. God cries, wets His diaper and burps. He bleeds, suffers, and dies. Behold, the eternal Word become flesh is the gift that was laid in the manger for you and for your salvation. Jesus is the light and the life. He is the light that no darkness can overcome, not the darkness of your sin, not the darkness of your death. He is stronger than the darkness of your souls, stronger than the grave that threatens to overcome you. Jesus overcame them. He conquered them. He freed you from their chains, not with a show of strength, but with a show of great weakness. Behold, He is the fragile infant dependent on His mother. Behold, He is the broken man hanging on the cross, forsaken by His Father. So now, to all who receive Him, to all who believe on His name, He gave the power to become the children of God. Jesus was born of Mary so that you might be born of God. Jesus is received by faith. And when you trust that His birth is your birth, that His life is your life, that His death on the cross is your death, that His resurrection is your resurrection, and that His ascension is your glorification. To receive Jesus is to make Him have your heart be His manger. He takes your dead and darkened heart and He fills it with His light and life. He conforms your will to His will. He joins His flesh to your flesh. He gives you new birth by the Holy Spirit, whom He sends. He calls you His brothers and sisters, and He calls His Father our Father. You are reborn to be like Him in His birth. You are virgin born, conceived by the Holy Spirit through the Word, born in the Holy Church of our Virgin Mother in baptism. Receive the child anew today. Open your hearts to this wonderful baby boy born in Bethlehem to save you. Receive His Word, His forgiveness, His body, His blood, and He will fill your darkness with His true light. He will fill you with His life. And that is brighter and warmer than my beacon of light Christmas tree. Merry Christmas. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do His will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.